This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, July 2nd. God's word to you today is about time. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 5, verses 8 and 10 to 11, and it says, "When Simon Peter realized what had happened, he fell to his knees before Jesus and said, 'O Lord, please leave me. I'm such a sinful man.' Jesus replied to Simon, 'Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be fishing for people.' They left everything and followed Jesus." It is God's goodness and his kindness that leads to repentance. When people come to the realization that there is nowhere and no one outside of God that can heal, save, deliver, and renew, they genuinely turn to God. Peter had fished all night, but caught nothing. And at Jesus' word, he lowered his net and caught so many fish that his net was breaking and his ship was sinking. Peter on his own fell down before Jesus and said, "I am a sinner." What changed Peter was the goodness of God. When we look at Jairus and the woman with the issue of blood, we see that they have 12 years in common. Please read Mark 5, verses 21 to 43. 12 years is a long time. Many things can happen in 12 years. 12 years ago, in 2008, where were you and what were you doing? Think about it. Most times, we do not stop to take stock of our lives, to think on and learn from past events. Could you have imagined any of the things that have happened in the past 12 years of your life? 12 years ago, I had been pastoring for about 3 years, and I believed every Christian spoke the truth. 12 years have passed, and I have discovered that some Christians are liars. They will lie to your face. So, I have learned to check things out for myself. Years ago, one Saturday morning, I remember it was a Saturday because I was to play soccer that day. But while I was sleeping, I felt a physical tap and I got up. My wife was not there, so who woke me up? While I was still wondering, God told me something someone was doing. I did not know that God could use X-rated words. So I confronted her with what the Holy Ghost was saying. She denied it and began to weep. I got confused. So I asked one of my pastors to take her in for 3 days. After the 3 days, they came back and the pastor told me that she was telling the truth. So I dismissed them, turned to work on my computer, and the Holy Spirit said, "I told you something. A man told you something, and you believed a man." I called them back, looked at her and said, "You are a liar." Her tears dried up and she started telling the truth. I was afraid. I thought it was impossible for Christians to look you in the face and lie until I started pastoring. But I have learned that it is very possible. Proverbs 12 verse 19 says, "Truthful words stand the test of time, but lies are soon exposed." What has happened to you in 12 years, and what have you learned? Let us pray. Father, I thank you for your goodness and your kindness. I ask for the wisdom to always discern situations by the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.